lot of people don't think of flooding, perhaps because they may be focused on tornadoes, but we do get significant impacts from flooding in this part of the country. Flash floods is basically too much rain in a small area in too short of a time frame, so water will start overrunning roads, could potentially get into homes, require some kind of an evacuation process. And so the big thing we want to talk about with flash floods is with regards to vehicles and driving, because oftentimes it's not necessarily the flooding that's getting to the person, but it's the person who ends up driving into the flooded waters. And so we say turn around, don't drown. We want to make sure that people can find a safe alternative way to get to where they need to go without driving through those floodwaters. You just don't know how much water is over the road. That's the first issue. And the second one is what's actually there. Is the road still there? Has it been washed out? So we want to make sure that people take those safety measures and get to where they need to go, but to do that safely. So even though it's been relatively dry for large portions of the state over the past couple of years, flash flooding is still a real possibility every summer. And those are some of the things we want people to keep in mind.